Paul McMahon. I'm in Cape Cod. What is wrong with this course of action? Use the Defense Production Act to make enough tests to test every person, or almost everyone in this country, all on the same day, and get results the same day. If we can't muster 300 million tests, how can we muster 300 million vaccinations?
William Farr, Lakewood, Pennsylvania. I listen to the station a lot, but I never hear the opposing point of view. Like right now, you had an ex-New York State senator or assemblyman make his comments on the last week and how bad Trump has done. Very biased, not really news.
Hi, this is James Corbett from Hudson, New York, bothering you again. And I have to thank you for calling me back about my complaints about you bumping Wait, Don't Tell Me. And I'm glad you put it back on twice a week. And this is somewhat related. You really need to replay Radiolab in its entirety. I know you don't know when the governor, and that was a great speech, by the way, when the governor is going to come on. But that program is one of the best programs on radio, and I thank you for everything that you do. And, of course, people only call when there's a problem.
Henry Rose, Dalton, Massachusetts. I want to thank WAMC for giving airtime to Alex Morse, who's running for representative in Congress for Massachusetts Congressional District 1, and for highlighting how he does not take big corporate PAC money. He certainly has my vote. And Congressman Kennedy's appearance with the homeless in Pittsfield at Springside Park, I think, was a cheap, insincere photo op in which he pretends to be offering new leadership as if he's not an 8-year member of Congress. I'm sticking with Ed Markey.
Hello, this is Bob Donald out in Shushin again, and I just wanted to say that the Herb London Institute Comedy Minute today was great. They're really outdoing themselves, and really, Harry Shearer better watch out because those guys are funny over there.
Hi, my name's Ed Affmans, and I'm calling from Accord, New York. I just had to call about the comment by Brian Griffin of the London Center on Wednesday's Midday Magazine, where he waxes so eloquent about how the Founding Fathers wanted the country to not be disunited tribes, I think he called it. And then he goes on to paint the Black Lives Matter movement in terms of conservatives versus left-wing opportunists. Every single word that he uses in connection with the Black Lives Matter movement is negative. This guy is such a hypocrite.
Hi, my name is Richard Morey. My town is Hudson Falls, New York. About listeners having to do the work, I think, from one of the one of your personnel, Linda. In any case, I think there was a book written, Closing the American Mind, 1978. Mr. Bloom answered that question a little differently. And as far as people having to do a little bit of work, that's absolutely true. Having said that, let's note that people are extremely busy and don't have the level of education generally to sift through and do research and methodology at a PhD level. Therefore, for them to actually determine what is fact and what is fiction has become so overloading for most folks that they shut down and become numb